Our story begins at the Westside Hospital in the office of Dr. Ramos, where he has just called Terry.
Hey, Teresa, it's me, Giancarlo. How are you? I'm good, thank you. But it would be much better if you would agree to go horseback riding with me. You know, at my house in Rockland. Horseback riding is one of my favorite activities.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
G'day. Let's take off and go out to the country today. You know I don't like taking a no for an answer. So you will go some other time? Good. Ciao, Teresa. No one loves to ride like you, Gretchen.
God, that was so much fun. I never thought I'd ride on a horse that fast.
Did I tell you how beautiful you look riding that horse?
Oh, stop it. You say I look beautiful no matter what I do. You're such a liar.
No, I'm not lying. You do. I'm a lucky man, Gretchen.
No, I'm the lucky one.
Okay, we are both lucky.
Oh, that was easy. You're supposed to fight me on that one, Mr. Modest.
Okay. So what do you want to do now?
I don't know.
Well, we can go back home and I could cook you a nice and exotic dish. And then we can make love over and over and over and over.
Ooh, I have an idea.
What?
You see that lake over there?
Mm-hmm.
How about we go skinny dipping?
What?
Come on, I'll race ya.
You're crazy. People are watching. You're the only one I ever loved, Gretchen.
In the third floor waiting room, Mac and Raven have arrived and are talking with Rex. Rex, how is she?
Mac, I'm so glad you're here. Raven, how are you?
No, how are you? Have the doctors told you anything new?
We know she's having trouble talking and has lost some feeling in her left arm.
What's the prognosis?
Well, the doctor said that she would have speech and physical therapy, and she has a chance to make a full recovery. But it will be a lot of work.
Where was she when this happened?
She was in Perry's office at Monthly.
Oh, really?
I've never figured out exactly why, but that's where she was when she collapsed.
How's Ellie taking this?
She's holding up. She just went down to the cafeteria to get something to drink.
Maybe I'll go down there to check on her.
Raven, that would be so great. Thanks.
No problem.
How are things with the two of you?
Raven and I are fine. I just want to be here for you right now.
Thinking about something else might help me, actually. It feels like I've been here for a week, and it's only been a day.
Well, I know how you feel. I paced the halls at that eerie hospital waiting for news on Mom.
I've been thinking about my dad a lot since my mom was brought in here. He never liked to go to the doctor, and we'll never know if he had been having checkups if he would still be here today. And my mom hasn't been feeling well lately. Why didn't I force her to go see a doctor?
Don't you dare blame yourself, Rex. I've known your mom for a long time, and that woman is the most stubborn person since Raven.
Thanks. I need a laugh.
That's what best friends are for. In the Richmond County home, Chuck has just returned from talking with a social worker on Dara's case.
What did she say?
I explained to her that my name is on Dara's birth certificate and that I might be her father.
And what is she going to do about it?
Since Dara has no idea who I am, she wants to have a blood test done before we tell her about this.
How long will that take?
She has a friend at the hospital who she can call in a favor from. I'm going there now, and we should know the results by tomorrow.
What are you going to do if you really are Dara's father?
I don't know, Clint. I have to take her home with me, right?
To New York? That would be great.
Let's just see how the test results come back before we make any plans.
You don't want to be Dara's father, do you?
I'm 35, Clint, and single. What do I know about a teenage girl?
Dara just turned 16. She's almost an adult. She just needs love and a place to live, and me.
I just want you to realize that if the test shows that I'm not Dara's father, you and I will have to head back to New York. I promised Connie I would bring you home.
We can't just leave Dara here like that all alone.
Like I said, let's wait for the test results.
At London Heathrow Airport, Todd and Hannah have just exited the plane from New York.
Oh, I can't believe we're finally here. My neck is so stiff.
Do you want me to rub it for you?
Definitely. But after we find Mandy?
Well, where should we start?
I guess we check into the suite that Blake reserved and then go to the publicity company Mandy works for.
Sounds like a plan.
We don't need to go through baggage claims, so we can just grab a taxi to the hotel.
Wait a minute.
What is it?
Are my eyes deceiving me, or is that Mandy Selleck at the gate?
Oh my God! I'd know that loon anywhere. This is a sign, Todd. That woman has Marty. I just know it.
Well, let's go find out.
If she's at the gate, then she must be flying somewhere.
It looks like she's alone.
What does the sign say over there? Singapore?
Mandy's going to Singapore?
Maybe that's where she has Marty stashed away.
Looks like the flight is delayed.
Hey, she's walking this way. Let's go. Mandy.
Hannah.
Hold it right there.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.